Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The father of a Chechen man, fatally shot while being questioned by the FBI in Florida, is lashing out at federal and Massachusetts law enforcement. Speaking in Russian through a translator, Abdulbaki Tudashev became emotional when he told reporters that he wants to understand why his son, 27-year-old Ibrahim Tudashev, was killed.
I hope and pray that no mother and no father will ever have to endure and go through what I'm going through right now.
My son was a very good boy. He was not guilty. He just killed.
My son was a very good boy, and he is innocent, and he was simply killed.
The younger Tudashev was fatally shot while he was being questioned in his Orlando apartment by a Massachusetts FBI agent and two Massachusetts state troopers. They were asking Tudashev about his friendship with the late Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Joining us to talk about this is reporter Amy Green, who covers Orlando. And Amy, I'm wondering, if what we heard today were essentially more questions about the way Ibrahim Tudashev was killed.
Yes, Ibrahim Tudashev's father is seeking answers about his son's death. He's retained two Tampa area attorneys to represent him as State Prosecutor Jeff Ashton here in Central Florida launches a criminal investigation into Ibrahim Tudashev's death.
Mm-hmm. Now, when this happened in May, there were several conflicting media reports about exactly what transpired when this shooting occurred in the Orlando apartment. The FBI really hasn't said much. Right after it happened, the FBI released a statement saying that the shooting occurred after a violent confrontation. But Mr. Tudashev today, it's my understanding, says his son could not have become violent because he had just undergone knee surgery.
His father and his father's attorneys are saying that Ibrahim Tudashev was unarmed at the time of his death and that he was disabled by recent knee surgery. At the time of his shooting, I spoke with some of the Chechen man's friends who told me in the weeks leading up to the shooting, the FBI was essentially harassing him and his Chechen friends as they investigated the Boston bombings. Now I think you're seeing a galvanizing of that, you know, quest for answers.
Do we have a handle on what Ibrahim Tudashev's relationship may have been with the late Tamerlan Tsarnaev?
An attorney today for Ibrahim Tudashev's father said that the two worked out together at a gym and that they were acquaintances, but that the relationship stopped there. The attorney is saying that Ibrahim Tudashev was not involved in the Boston bombings.
Mr. Tudashev has retained lawyers to pursue a possible civil action against the FBI. One of those lawyers is Eric Luden.
What I'm hoping for is that we find out the truth, because Mr. Tudashev deserves to know what happened to his son. And that's all we're hoping for. We'll let the chips fall where they may, and then we'll make a decision about a civil action once we get the results of the investigation.
Amy, did he elaborate on what that civil action or exactly what might happen here?
He did not. The gist of the discussion, though, was that the father wants answers, wants truth behind his son's death. He wants to know what happened during that interrogation the night his son was killed.
What is the reaction from the public there? We certainly probably have something very different here because of the connection, possible connection to the Marathon bombings. How is the public reacting in Florida to this?
I think Central Florida is a little removed from Boston, and so certainly the reaction is not comparable. The biggest reaction that you're seeing in the Central Florida area is among Ibrahim Tudashev's circle of friends, many of whom were Muslim and were Chechen.
Reporter Amy Green from WMFE in Orlando, Florida, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.